So we'll start by bringing our attention to where our feet are in contact with the ground. Just letting our body know that we're ready to meditate. Bringing our attention to our sit bones in the chair. Resting in this place. Noticing our upright position. Inviting an open and receptive nature to the experience. And softening our eyes. We'll just take a brief moment here and connect with our breath. You might want to take a deeper breath in and then let it go. And then just allowing your body to breathe naturally. Now we'll bring our attention to our right big toe. So we'll just start small and simple. But noticing how you can have a laser-like attention and just focusing in one spot in your body. Just your right big toe. And then we can expand that attention to the ball of our foot, into our heel, into our entire flat surface of our foot. Noticing what sensations are present. Maybe there's a tingling. Maybe a throbbing even. Or it might be a numbness. Or it might be no sensations. There is no right or wrong. We're just noticing what's present here with our awareness in our right foot. We can actually bring some kindness here also and notice how our foot does a lot of work for us. And it holds the weight of our body when we're standing and when we're walking. Maybe take a minute to just appreciate and feel grateful for our right foot. But it's okay if you have a different relationship to your foot. And just noticing what your story and your associations are with your foot. And trying not to get lost and carried away with a story. Just returning your attention as best you can to the sensations of your foot. From your right foot, move your attention to your right ankle. Notice what's present in your right ankle. Or what isn't. And then let go of your attention on your right foot and right ankle and move up your leg to your lower leg. And your attention to the back of your leg and then to the forefront, to the front, to the shin area. And continuing up to your knee. And here, knees often have a little bit more of a story with them also. And just notice if something arises in your mind and in your thoughts. As best you can, let that go. And see if you can feel any sensation in your right knee. And from your right knee, move up your right leg to your upper leg. Here, your upper leg, you might notice the contact that you have with the chair. There's the sensation of the weight of your leg putting pressure on the chair. You might notice the sensation of the cloth of your pants on the top of your leg. Or if your hand is resting on your thigh, just notice that contact. What sensations are there? Maybe the temperature. Is it feeling hot or cold? So we'll let go of our awareness on our right leg and we'll move to our left. And we'll start again with our attention being focused in our left big toe. And just notice what's here on our left side of our body. And from the left big toe, we'll move to the base of our foot. And seeing if there's an appreciation or gratitude that arises for our foot and how it supports us. Move your attention up to your ankle. And then from your ankle to your lower leg. And from your lower leg to your knee. And from your knee to your upper leg. Now we'll let go of focusing on just our left leg and we'll move to our sit bones. Our sit bones resting in our chair, noticing what sensations are here. Being with whatever arises as best we can. Attention from your sit bones to your back, first to the lower back, and then the middle, and then the upper back. And here, notice if there's any thoughts and stories that are associated bringing our attention to our back. letting them go, the thoughts, as best we can. And our backs also do a lot of work for us. So maybe seeing if we can just bring some appreciation, thanking our back for being there. And let go of your awareness at the back of your body and bring it to the front of your body. See what sensations arise. Knowing there's no right or wrong. You might notice your breath being a little bit stronger here, whether your belly is moving up and down or your chest. So your breath is in your body. It's amazing how the body just knows how to breathe itself. So we'll let go of focusing our attention on our front of our body and move to our neck. From our neck, bring your attention to your shoulders. And here we'll sweep our attention from the shoulders down to our elbows and our hands, both the right and left at the same time. And kind of land and rest your attention with your right thumb. Noticing how you can focus your attention in one spot of your body, or have a general sense of your body. So with your right thumb, just get curious about what's going on. Is there a warmth or coldness? Move your attention from your right thumb to all of your fingers on your right hand, and then to your palm of your right hand. And then we'll kind of hop from our right hand over to our left, starting with our left thumb. Seeing what sensations are here in this one spot in our body. On your thumb, include all of the fingers on your left hand, and your palm of your left hand. And our hands do a lot of work for us also. You might take a moment, if possible, to show some, feel some love and kindness for your hands. We'll let go of focusing our attention on our hands and move back up to our neck. And then moving to our face. Face, we have our eyes, our cheeks, our lips, and even our teeth. It might be hard to feel sensations in the teeth, maybe the mouth. and exploring and getting curious about what sensations we feel in our mouth. Now we'll move to our chin, and then we'll focus our attention on our right ear, and then our left ear. Move up to the top of our head. And we'll end this meditation by just taking in our whole sense of our entire body, sitting here right now, and noticing the marvelousness of our body, trying to show compassion for when our body isn't working the way that we want it to, but then showing a feeling appreciation for how what it does for us. So I'll end the meditation with the ringing of the bell.